This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Z is for Za'atar. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. In this episode, we'll talk about an herb and spice mixture that's been valued across the Middle East for centuries, za'atar. When we talk about za'atar, there are a few different but related things the word could be referring to. The first is what Americans might call wild thyme, which gives the spice mixture its name. However, za'atar could also be referring to wild oregano, marjoram, or hyssop, depending on where you are. The second is this spice mixture itself. The mix usually contains, of course, wild thyme, oregano, marjoram, sumac, toasted sesame seeds, and sometimes salt. Za'atar can be traced back to biblical times, when it might be called izov in Hebrew or hyssop, though the biblical references to hyssop should not be confused with modern-day references to hyssop, which is a different plant. In the Bible and the Torah, izov has many healing and purifying uses, from cleansing lepers in Leviticus to using sprigs of the plant to sprinkle lamb's blood on lintels to prevent the death of firstborn sons in Exodus. It's likely that the za'atar plant was cultivated in Egypt, but this is uncertain. The shrub Thymbra spicata, which was sometimes used in za'atar spice blends, has been found in the tombs of ancient pharaohs. In the 12th century CE, the Spanish Jewish philosopher Maimonides, also known as Moses ben Maimon and Rambam, recommended za'atar as a curative. Though he may be best known for his Mishnah Torah, a massive compendium of Jewish law, Maimonides was also an accomplished physician. Maimonides often recommended za'atar to help treat common colds, likely to good effect considering many of the spice blend's innate antiseptic and antioxidant properties. Today, za'atar is used to season labneh, or yogurt, or fried eggs. In Lebanon, the fragrant blend is used on top of dough with olive oil before baking to create a popular bread known as manaish bil za'atar. A search through cookbooks and on the internet will deliver countless za'atar recipes and variations, though all are simple and straightforward to create at home. Or you can find za'atar at many spice and specialty shops. Give it a try sometime. You may discover a new favorite seasoning to go with everything, from salad dressing to roast chicken. For more information, follow us on Twitter at @EdibleABCs. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.